With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I'm here today with Asia. How are you doing, Asia?
Aaron, message. I am so glad to be here, but, period, hashtag, will the real Joker please stand up? Hashtag, triple D, hashtag.
No, the real Joker will not stand up. We're here to talk about episode 7 of The Circle US season 2 on Netflix. We had a blocking. We had the resolution of a cliffhanger. We had some makeup, some glamikins.
Yeah, it took me, I had to say that out loud a few times.
Yeah. And somebody is not happy at the end of this episode. So let's talk about it all as we start the episode with somebody who's very happy to not be blocked, and that is Emily, because Tara Leisha is the one that is going to be blocked by Courtney and River.
Yeah, I wish they would have showed more about what went into that decision, because I really thought with like the whole big sister thing, River was really going to try to take up for Tara Leisha. So that's why even with the cliffhanger from episode 6, I was like, oh, Tara Leisha is good. You know, River's going to put up a fight just like she put up for River. And so I was really shocked that, you know, they said, okay, Tara Leisha moving on, next day, waking up without Tara Leisha is like, okay. What did you think about the move to get Tara Leisha out for Courtney?
I mean, I did feel like, I feel like it was the right call just because Tara Leisha has reason to still suspect Courtney and reason to feel like Courtney may be against her. Because, mm-hmm. And he knows that even if Tara Leisha doesn't have reason to believe that he is against her, he knows that when she had the opportunity and she could name anybody in the game, she was like, that Courtney is a threat. We've got to get him out. That's somebody you want out of the game. And Emily, for now, at least, does seem to be on other people's radars as well. And does not seem to have it out for Courtney in the same way that Tara Leisha might have.
See, that was my thing, though. I was thinking that, like, there are more people that would want Tara Leisha out just because of the drama aspect. And they're thinking, okay, we're getting rid of the drama. And so, like, that could have been a person ahead of Courtney, like, before they start realizing that Courtney is playing a really good game so far and he's well-liked by everybody. And so that's what I was thinking, that, like, okay, maybe he should prioritize Emily this time and then worry about Tara Leisha later, and try to develop that friendship, because Tara Leisha was trying to develop a relationship with Courtney. Courtney was the one that was just like, I'm not having it. I already know what you tried to do. You're lying. So, you know, I hope that this doesn't come back to bite him.
Yeah. I mean, I think there is also an element that it's kind of two birds with one stone, in the sense that he gets to get rid of one of his enemies in the game. Mm-hmm. And he also doesn't look like he's getting rid of one of his enemies in the game. It right. looks like he's just doing the bidding of the other players, because Tara Leisha was at the bottom. No big moves from Courtney. Courtney's still just here to have fun.
Yeah. And I will say, like, I was so impressed with his ability to get off scot-free with the Joker. Like, his plan was in play. Like, okay, I want them to believe I'm Emily. Literally, Terralisha goes to see Chloe because she thinks it's Emily. So I'm like, wow, like he got exactly what he wanted. And I thought, you know, it would have been a dev giveaway, you know, him talking like a girl, wouldn't want to give it Me away. Too. But people are like, oh no, that sounds exactly like Emily. It has to be Emily.
Yeah. I mean, so Terralisha is going to choose to visit Chloe. And she is going to talk about Emily. She says that she thinks that Emily is the Joker. She says she did the math and it could only be Emily. I don't remember why she ruled out Courtney. But she was saying it couldn't be Lance because Lance wasn't here for all of it. It wouldn't be, you know, this person because I didn't talk to. Oh, she said that she never had a conversation with Courtney, so there'd be no reason for Courtney to come after her. And this is, again, to Courtney's credit that, you know, I mentioned this, I think, the other day, but that Courtney's reminding me a little bit of how Manrique would play in season 3 of the UK series. Where, you know, he's very, very against Terralisha and Emily, and they have no clue whatsoever. And so Terralisha, I never spoke to Courtney. I don't know why Courtney would want to ever say anything about me. No reason right. for Emily to say anything about her either, but she just feels like it's got to be Emily, though.
Yeah, it's like, girl, you saved Emily. Like, why would Emily be coming after you when, you know, like, I feel like she didn't take a step back to think about all the reasons Emily would be going after her without looking at everybody else, maybe trying to figure out because she did suspect that Courtney knew more than he was letting on, right? Because mm-hmm. his relationship with Savannah. So it's like, why did that never cross her mind that Savannah went to visit him and maybe told him even more stuff?
Yeah. So this is also funny because Terralisha walks in on Chloe. And Chloe, in the previous episode, made a drawing, wanted Terralisha catfish, whatever it was. I don't remember exactly what it said.
Yeah.
But it was basically saying, like, Terralisha is a wanted catfish. And I guess that, like, she was like, oh, Terralisha's coming to visit one of you. Oh, it might be me. I guess she didn't think to, like, maybe take down the Terralisha catfish drawing. Or maybe it did occur to her, and she was like, it'll be more fun. Chloe really strikes me as somebody that that is definitely intentionally hamming it up on occasion.
Yes, she is great television. But I will say, I love Chloe. I watched Too Hot to Handle. She was one of my favorites on there. She's just so animated. She doesn't hold back by any means. And so she's just wonderful to watch. Like, she made me laugh out loud multiple times this episode. So the fact that, like, Terralisha walks in and Terralisha's like, you thought I was a catfish. And Chloe goes, are you a catfish? I'm like, how are you asking her? And you're looking directly in her eyes. I'm like, that just shows the pictures that Terralisha put on. They were too dynamic. I mean, when a black girl changes her hair, she can look like a completely different person. So the fact that she has these blue braids right now, and then her pictures were completely different, like that would justify Chloe asking. But it's like, you know, I love everything that Chloe is giving us, and I hope she's around for a long time because I really love watching her on the screen.
It's funny because I felt like I spent the first four episodes being like, well, I enjoy Chloe. Like, she's kind of like, she's bringing some good TV and drama. And I felt like everyone I talked to was like, I don't like Chloe. But this week, it feels like people are more on my page that Chloe's fun. I enjoy Chloe. I think with Terralisha too, I think one of the issues here is that, like, she essentially posted three photos of herself, right? Mm-hmm. The main profile one and then the two picture one. And in none of the photos is there just like a clear shot. Like, her profile picture is like a low quality image. And it's a little bit like pixelated. You can't like fully see it. And then the other two had these like intense filters on, as many people talked about. So you never really had like a good shot of Terralisha. And I think that contributes when you can't picture somebody in your mind, they become a catfish.
Yeah, exactly. Anytime I saw her picture come up, I was like, wait, who's, oh yeah, that's Tara Leisha. It's like, definitely for a profile picture, it needs to be head on, face shot, but hers was just so distant. And so I could see how, like Chloe said, you know, your personality didn't come across in your pictures. And it's like, very true. And I know people like that, like, you know, like their Instagram profile is completely different from who they are in real life. And I think Tara Leisha tried to carry forth that like Instagram persona of like, okay, these are my best photos rather than what truly shows who I am as a person. So that kind of messed her up too, because people were sold that she was a catfish. Like they were truly shocked.
They were. I did like Tara Leisha's like, I nearly called you my circle bestie. Like Tara Leisha, you literally just called her your circle. You didn't nearly do it. You just did. Like we watched the episode.
Right.
Yeah. Chloe says that she's had some suspicions about Trevor. He's always speaking really emotionally. It's like she's talking to one of the girls.
Is this our first time hearing her have true suspicions of Trevor?
I think so. I mean, she's kind of, again, I feel like she's kind of mentioned it before, but a lot more sly. I feel like when she's talking to herself again, like she knows how to be good TV and she knows how to play it coy. And so when earlier she was talking about like, Trevor's much more of a, you know, he doesn't think with his eggplant. He's much more emotional. It's clear that what she was getting at is her actual suspicions. When you see her actually speak to another person, like one-on-one, she's like, yeah, I think he might be a woman. I feel like this is that she's maybe had these suspicions for a little while.
Right. And I guess to touch on Trevor, it does surprise me how she's not doing as great of a job as I would have expected for someone that is her husband. Like this is someone that she is with more than anybody else. And you would think that she, you know how you know somebody, like you know what their responses would be, you know how they're going to respond to things. So you think she would just die, like go into that naturally. But she doesn't. She just tries to, okay, how do I sound like a dude? How do I sound like a guy? Yeah. You know, I'm a fun guy.
It's very, I think that's like, it's the wrong approach because she's focusing on like, what would a guy say? What would a guy say? But she should be focusing on what would my husband say? Right? Exactly. Like there's a perfectly good example of a guy. It's the one that you use the profile pictures of. I mean, like, when you're with somebody for a long time, like, you know how they, like, you can text them and be like, oh, this is how they're going to respond to this.
Right.
And so, especially through text, you'd think that like, she'd have it down, but at one point in time, I don't remember the phrase she uses. I think it's in like one of the bro chats, but, she's just like, she like swears or something, and she's like, that's what a guy would say, right? Like,
right.
I don't know. Is it what your husband would say? Has he said that to you? I don't know.
I think she's too stuck on the fact that she's trying to make her husband a single man, like a single dad. And so she's like, okay, I need to completely separate the situation, because if I'm thinking about my husband, he's a taken man. He's, you know, he's a husband. And so his responses may be different. But like, no, just lean into that. But you're single. That's it.
So Tara Leisha says that she thinks Emily's the Joker. It doesn't seem like Chloe really buys it. She's going to be kind of like giving Emily the side eye throughout the episode, but she never really returns to the idea that Emily is the Joker. That's maybe because she doesn't believe it. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But it does kind of culminate. Like there's a lot of like Emily is facing down the barrel of a lot of different catfish hunting weapons. And this is just one of them here.
I think Chloe was just too preoccupied with the fact that Tara Leisha was not a catfish. And so she was probably still thinking in her head, oh my gosh, she's not a catfish. Like she's still pondering on that. And so to receive that kind of information, she's like, wait, how do you know that? And so it wasn't like, I'm trusting what you're saying because you've thought this through. So it's just like, okay, that's what you think, but you don't know.
Yeah. All right. So Tara Leisha is going to leave a goodbye message. And in it, she says, I know who the Joker is. I know who you are. I know what you said. Palmer's going to come back around to bite you. And that would have been an epic goodbye if she had been correct about who she was talking about.
It's so funny too, because she actually got an appropriate reaction from the actual Joker. Yeah. Courtney was so offended. He was like, I didn't like that. That was so ominous. Like he was so mad. It was like, little do you know, it bought into what you said, that it was Emily.
Yeah. And Emily sitting there like, sucks for the Joker, huh?
Has no idea.
River is going to let us know. So this is the third straight person that has been that has been blocked that is a real person. So they have caught none of the catfish. And so they're starting to finally come around to this idea. All right, we got to start looking for catfish because this is starting to get embarrassing. Right. And River, one of our catfish, suspects that some of the other catfish in the game might be Emily and or Trevor. He thinks that both of them might be catfish. He thinks Emily might be a little bit older, which is not the case, but he's still spot on that Emily is a catfish. He thinks that Trevor might be a woman. It seems like a lot of people are onto the idea that Trevor is a woman, which, again, not super surprising.
Not surprising at all. And I like that River's catfish was like, you know, I'm going to be a catfish hunter. And it's so funny that like they're focused on Emily. They're focused on Trevor. Where the heck are the Lance suspicious people? It's like, it's so understood across the board. Lance is a catfish. So let's move on.
Yeah. And they all want to drag him to the end, it seems. Trevor says, I want to know who the Joker is. And Courtney's like, I'm just going to ignore that question. And tries to play it off. And Mitchell's like, ooh, that was very suspicious by Courtney. Cause it is. I would also be suspicious of anyone that tried to dodge the question of like, all right, who's the Joker? All right, guys, that was fun, right? Huh? Right.
Exactly. Like, why you would think anybody who wasn't selected as one of the influencers by the Joker would be wondering who the Joker is. I mean, even River, but maybe River's not as concerned since it played into River's favor. But like for Courtney, you know, I'm thinking maybe because he blogs or writes about celebrities and stuff, he don't want to seem too like he was investigating anything, but there's also a fine line. You still need to seem interested. And so I thought that was great of Mitchell to immediately peep that, because that's odd. Like who isn't curious?
Mm. All right. Well, we're going to get some more, catfish hunting as, Cat, the catfish hunter, is going to start a group chat with, Lance and Mitchell. And she says, I'm a big fan, Lance. I remember I saw you at a concert this one time. You were wearing a black leather jacket with zippers on top of the shoulders. Like, whatever happened to that jacket?
Right. And of course, Lisa Lance played this terribly because she needs to put herself in his shoes. I think she's also overthinking it of like, oh, I know Lance so much. I know so much about him. But it's like, would you remember something you wore 20 years ago? No. And so for her to try to say like, oh, it's in my, she said it's in my sister's closet.
Yeah.
So 20 years worth of NSYNC gear is in your sister's closet. No, Lance, that doesn't make sense. You know, it would be like Lance. I don't know Lance. I don't know anything about Lance. I mean, I know NSYNC, but you know, it would be a typical response if he's like, girl, I had no idea where that is, you know, like just be honest, not, oh, I need to place this jacket somewhere because Lance would still have this.
Totally overthought it. Cause the thing is, she does know a lot about Lance and she had the right answer. She's like, I don't remember him wearing anything like that. Right. Which was the right answer. And instead she was like, I don't trust that though. I need to play it safe. I don't know. It might be in my sister's closet. Yeah, right. I you have to be like, I gotta be honest with you. I have no idea where that, I don't remember even wearing a jacket like that. Because if you don't remember, cause like, I feel like even if she was telling the truth, if she remembered that jacket, it's very believable to make a definitive claim of like, I gotta be honest with you. I don't even remember it. Like, that's an answer that's sort of like, well, he doesn't remember it, or he's a catfish. Didn't really tell me anything. But when you try to play it safe and give both options, like, oh, well, if that existed, then it may be in my sister's closet. then it's like, oh, okay, they're trying to play it safe. That's the giveaway.
Exactly. And the fact that, like, Kat was like, okay, I'm about to set him up. First, I have the specifics. And then he, like, fell right into the trap. She's like, I got him. And I love Kat. She is such a joy. And I guess to take a little step back. So I know Kat from my time at, or we both graduated from UT Austin, or University of Texas at Austin. And Kat was one of the volleyball players. So it was one of those things where UT has such a small Black population. So it's like 4% Black. So if the school is around 50,000 people, 4% were Black students. And so it was a very tight knit community. So we all knew of each other. So even though, like, we're not directly friends or directly connected, we have mutual friends. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I asked one of our mutual friends, I was like, oh my gosh, Kat is on the circle. And she's like, yes. And she's being herself. Like, Kat is being herself to a T. Like, that's the Kat I would see around campus. She's so fun. She will befriend anybody. She's such a good time. She's not above herself. Like, our volleyball team was amazing. Like, we would make it to the national championship. Volleyball was huge. Like, you don't hear about it much, but volleyball was huge at UT. And so she was one of the best players. I was in the basketball band, so I played French horn at the volleyball games too. And just watching Kat play was amazing. Like, she says she's 6'7" and she is not lying. She is so tall. And because our volleyball team was so legit, like, when you see the volleyball players walking around on campus, you're like, you know, because they are taller. They're taller than the basketball team. Like, they are so tall. And so, and then they were just also friendly, but Kat specifically, we're Facebook friends, but she is just a joy. And so I'm loving that she's in there as herself, because the previews, like, I wasn't sure, because they didn't show pictures of herself. I wasn't sure she's going to go in as a catfish, but yes, she did the right call going in as herself, because Kat is so lovable. And so, yeah, I'm just so glad to see her playing, because I think she's doing great.
I mean, she's so much fun. But maybe you can answer this question for us then. How big are her shoes?
That's a good question. Okay. I am 5'5" with shoes. So, and I wear a size 10. So I would imagine she could easily wear a size 13. Like, I wouldn't be shocked. Like, I have a friend that is I have a female friend who is like 6. I think she's like 6'1", and she wears an 11. So it wouldn't be.
So how tall are the shoes if they're around that size?
Right. Oh, how tall is she? I mean, I think she means in like tennis shoes. I don't even think she means.
Oh, that's not what she meant. Why would you say 6'7" in shoes if it doesn't mean anything in your height?
Okay, maybe she's like 6. Maybe she's like 6'4". Because I've seen her out. Like, we had parties in college, obviously. And she could wear some stilettos that are like 4 or 5 inches.
Boy.
6 inches, maybe. 6 max.
Okay.
And so it wouldn't be, you know, they're
so
definitely
six,
not like
1 minimum.
I think she's definitely above 6'1".
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, she is 6'1". Oh. You look it up. 6'1".
Nailed it.
Yeah. But yes, if you saw the volleyball team at a party, they're all wearing, like, I would say minimum 4 to 6 inch heels, max 6 inch. And so you could clearly see them.
Mm.
So that does
out.
Make it. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to get Jonathan is going to show up. Jonathan from Queer Eye. The Netflix cross promotion, really doing doing work here.
Yes.
And we're going to do the Glamaquin. When you read it, it really feels like Glamaquin. But you wouldn't say Mannequin.
Mannequin.
You'd say Mannequin. Glamaquin. But that sounds weird.
Yeah. Glamaquin feels better coming out, you know.
And this is just, I think they hate Jack. I think the producers hate Jack because everything conceivably that could go wrong for him is going wrong for him, between the information sharing that's going on, the fact that he's now getting framed as the Joker, and the truth or dare, where he picked dare and Courtney got put on shirts and he got send an emote to your best friend or your bestie in the game publicly. And now a task, a game that is basically specifically designed to screw him over. There's zero chance he gets through this unless he practiced doing makeup, which, I mean, I've got to be honest, if I went on the circle and I was going to pretend to be a woman, figuring out how to do makeup on a mannequin is not one of the things I think I would have thought of.
True. But see, that theory of knowing how to put on makeup, Mitchell did not do a terrible job.
It's very true.
So here's my thing with Jack. Does he have a sister? Has he ever witnessed a female family member or friend put on makeup? Why was he applying? He was applying blush.
He was very bad.
So bad. It was like makeup had been invented while he was in the circle. And it was just like, figure out what to do with this, figure out how to apply it. He might as well have been applying like eyeliner on the lips. Like, I was so confused why he was trying to cover the entire face with blush. It was falling off. Yeah. It's like, I may be high expectations, but I feel like guys know that foundation goes on the face.
Yeah. I mean,
very basic level.
It was like he took a canvas and he had some paint and he was like, oh, okay, we gotta take some dirt and rub it on the canvas. This is how you paint, right? This is how, man, only a woman would know what to do here.
It was bad.
I want to be clear that while I do think the producers were trying to screw Jack, he really screwed himself as well.
Because
you are completely right. It's not like Mitchell didn't know what to do here. And he even said, he was like, how is this supposed to stay on? Like, try the other stuff, dude. Yeah,
exactly. He would have been better off trying to put like eyeshadow over the face. Maybe he would have got some coverage.
Exactly.
Like,
and I think that the only play here is to just go full artistic, right?
Yes.
Do what Mitchell did, essentially. Like, just like go, like, try to make it fan, because what he doesn't know is like exactly where to put the blush and like how to get the eyelashes right and like the eyeliner and all. Like, he's gonna screw that up and it's still gonna be obvious. But if he goes for artistic, then he at least has some amount of deniability.
But what he does is just it's like they basically said, hey, Jack, open the door. We're giving you a shovel so you can continue to dig yourself into a deeper hole, because there was no getting out of this. And like, he couldn't even look at it. He was burying his face and he was like, is it off? Is it gone? And it was just like, usually when these little activities come up, I'm just like, oh, okay, this will be fun, you know, casually paying attention and just thinking like, oh, this isn't going to have this major impact on like the dynamics in the circle. But boy, did it.
I feel like it's very rare that I've been able to relate to this very specific feeling in a very long time, and certainly not watching a reality show. But watching Jack, aka Emily, reminded me of like, you're in school and you forgot your homework. You just forgot to do it, and it's like, now it's a public, like, everyone turn in your homework, and you're just like, oh no. No. And you just like, you have to like walk up and be like, yeah, don't have it. And like, that's like, I was like, wow, I haven't been reminded of that feeling in such a long time. But that's like, that's exactly what he's feeling in that moment, but like way amplified.
Oh, absolutely. Like, and like it, I mean, if people need like a current day example, it's like showing up to a work meeting and you haven't prepared. Or like, if we were to show up to a podcast and haven't watched the episode, it's similar to that. Like, you know,
who would do that?
Right. Who would do that? So it's crazy.
So that's Emily. So we're gonna come back to the Glamikins. Mitchell's gonna start a brotherhood chat with all the guys. And they're gonna start talking about girls.
Yeah.
And Trevor has an agenda. Trevor asks Mitchell about girls. Mitchell says, "I've been chatting Emily up, feeling her. I've also been flirting with, I've got my eye on Chloe, you know, hot chili pepper emoji or whatever it is." yeah. And Trevor says, "Well, I've been flirting with Chloe for a while now, and this goes very well."
It does. Yeah. I like that Trevor laid it on thick, like, you know, Chloe's been my Beyonce. It's like, mm-hmm. Oh, when you say that, like, you're really feeling her, because that's not some casual, like, y'all are really it's not a casual, like, oh, we flirt in like the circle chat. No, we have the one-on-one conversations. And so it was such a bro-y type of conversation. It's just like, oh, I can be your wingman with Emily, and, you know, I'll fall back with Chloe. And I thought that was awesome. And I thought it was very, I think Trevor handled this well, in terms of knowing that this, like, guys would be okay with this, because, I mean, such a contrast to Chloe not even wanting to say that she fancied Mitchell. It's like so different.
Yeah. And like, I really appreciated sort of how Mitchell handles the whole thing. Like, he's definitely got a lot of, you know, bro. I mean, he's going to end this chat with, bros before hoes, you know, right. Which is like, I mean, I was right there. I will say about this, the announcer growing on me again. I was very, very down on her in the first four episodes. I feel like over these three episodes, I feel like she's gotten better. I feel like she's gotten a little more comfortable, which is weird because she did a whole season before. So I don't know why she would have needed to get comfortable, but I feel like I'm getting less. There are fewer times in the episodes where I'm like, what was that? There was zero emphasis to anything you just said. So I'm like, I feel like she's doing all right.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I feel like more so in the episodes that were released this week, I wasn't caught off guard by something she said. Yeah. It flowed, and I was like, maybe laughed a couple times, whereas the first four episodes, it was an interruption to what was going on. I was like, why would you even say that? That wasn't funny.
Then this was probably the moment I appreciated the most, which is like, don't say it, Mitchell. And then he did. And I was like, yeah, I was right there with you.
Exactly. That's such a terrible saying, but it's so ingrained in how people think. But I also liked that Courtney said that he calls them clever.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So Mitchell says, I like this. He says, I'll take a step back. I'll let you be the Jay-Z to Chloe's Beyonce. Yeah. In whatever accent he's got. We apparently can't figure it out. But and then Courtney says, you're hashtag clever.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, if you're Trevor, do you take this as, oh shoot, I need to take a step back, because Courtney is seeing me and Chloe as like a showman's basically? Or do you just think it's cute? Which, you know, you saw that she just thought it was cute. But it's like, that's something to keep an eye on, that people know that y'all have an active flirt mance going on. You don't want that to mess up anything.
I mean, I think, you know, showmances are always an interesting thing when you talk about strategy in these shows. I think in The Circle, a showmance can be very, very valuable, because there's usually only, you know, eight or so players at a time. Mm-hmm. And if two of them are publicly strongly linked together, then that's a fourth of the entire player base.
Yeah.
And block one of them, you know for sure that the other one is still in the game and going to be pissed at you.
Sure.
So there's a lot of power there.
That is very true. And now we might have two, you know, if Mitchell and Emily can get off the ground. But I don't know if Mitchell's going to try to back away now.
We'll see after the Glamikins.
After this Glamikin, yeah.
Hashtag Memily might not right. have legs here. After all the leg day they did,
it needed some workshopping anyway. Memily was not it.
Yeah. Especially after Clever.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Chloe says that in this game, she doesn't know if she's talking to Paul or Patricia, so she might as well flirt with all the guys and hope that at least one of them is real.
This is another example of why I love Chloe. She is just, she says what she's thinking. She doesn't hold back. It just, as soon as the thought forms, it comes out of her mouth. And it's, she's just so hilarious. But I'm like, you're so right. And flirting is clearly her strategy. And it's something that she's good at. It's what she thrived at on Too Hot to Handle. So she's like, look, I'm a flirt and I'm not going to hide it. And I'm going to use that to my advantage. So go for it, Chloe.
Yeah. So she goes, and this was really like, they wanted to test Mitchell. They were like, oh, you say you're not going to flirt with Chloe, eh? Chloe comes in hot and heavy. Have you gotten any bigger?
She couldn't have been more direct. Like, it wasn't, how's it going? Man, that Glamakin thing was fun. Have you got, I was shocked, but it's Chloe.
Yeah. Mitchell says, I need to shut this down. He says, you know, I'm excited to get to know you better. And she's like, well, did I just get friend zoned? It's like, did Emily get in there? He's like, I'm just going to make some chicken Alfredo. She says, I don't even know what chicken Alfredo is, which makes this even worse. Like, that's the thing. Like, I just got friend zoned. And I don't even know what he's making for dinner.
Never even heard of that. It's just like,
I don't know what chicken Alfredo is. What do you mean? They don't have chicken Alfredo in Essex.
Apparently, you know, they probably call it something different.
Maybe.
When you put cheese on pasta and you add chicken, there's probably a different term for it. But it's so hilarious because it's like, she's like, how much worse could it get? Basically.
She realizes she's been friends with, he must have found out about Trevor, her mm-hmm. and Trevor. She says, and she responds like, kind of like, I was like, oh boy, like she's still going at it. She's like, oh god, now I'm confused, you initiated this oh boy, this could get bad. But again, this is where I really felt like Mitchell handled this well, where like that could have escalated. He's like, absolutely, I initiated, you've done nothing wrong, I just you know, I don't want to just continue to flirt just to get higher ratings. I would really just like to take the opportunity to get to know you better. I was like, oh, all right, Mitchell, okay.
Yes, that was such a good response. Yeah. I'm liking Mitchell. Like, I would say him and Kat came in like, they've been doing amazing. Mm-hmm. I think they've come in as good as anybody that's brand new to this type of environment that they can do it. And Mitchell has just been playing it very well. He knows he's attractive. He knows that people would be attracted to him and that, you know, he is initiating these things with the other people he finds the women in there that he finds attractive. And so I thought he played this very well, because I was trying to think, what would have happened if this was a conversation with Trevor? You know, like, if I don't know which side of it who would be friend zoning who, but I feel like Delisa as Trevor's wife would have had a different response because, you know, she would be thinking of it as like, oh my gosh, she would have taken the approach that Chloe had, like, oh my gosh, I'm friend zoned. So I thought that would have been interesting, but yeah, Mitchell played it off well. And I think that they will continue to have a friendship and, you know, Chloe might still try to flirt with them. And especially now after the Glamakin, but we'll see.
Yeah. I think also, like, just especially where we are in Big Brother Canada 9 right now, just like, I'm so used to watching people on reality TV and just like not be upfront for no reason. So see, like, seeing somebody who, cause like this is just like solid, like, just be upfront, just let them know. I appreciate it. I feel like is Mitchell our Joey this season?
You know what? I think he is. I think he has very similar qualities. He's easygoing. He's able to have conversations with men and women very easily. And I think, you know, he might be. You're onto something.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot.
Yeah, because I can't think of a situation in the future where someone's like, oh, we have to get Mitchell out. It's like he is the type of personality that could easily ride the wave of, you know, maybe he'll get influencer one day, maybe he'll ride the middle, but it's like, when will people see him as a threat to leave? Because they're always going to think of someone else as worse.
Yeah. And I think just like coming in, kind of expecting one thing from him.
Yeah.
And then kind of being pleasantly surprised at times, but also a bit confused at times. The roller coaster of that reminds me a lot of Joey.
And like, kind of like, if you think of like Joey and Shuby, like, you could think of Mitchell maybe having, like, maybe him and River are going to have a great friendship that is going to blossom. So, you know, yeah, I totally agree that he's this unexpected, like, we didn't expect the guy that we were getting, and we are pleasantly surprised.
I love this from Chloe too, though. She's like, when he sees me at the final, he's going to really regret his decision. I'm going to wear the sexiest red dress. He's going to take one look at me and be like, damn it.
Right. She said she's gonna have her boobs sitting right, basically. Like, she already knows. She's like, I want him to be so upset about this decision. It's like, Chloe, y'all have had a couple of conversations. What if he is a clap? She doesn't even know if he's a catfish. That was hilarious.
Yeah. All right, we get our Glamakin results here, River came to slay. What Jonathan says about River. Rivers was good. I like Rivers.
Yeah, it was really good. I thought it was creative. It wasn't ugly by any means.
I thought Rivers was going to win. I was actually with River. I thought River or Kat was going to win. Mm-hmm. Jonathan says he wants to be Kat's friend. Maybe he should get in touch with you.
And hey, you are right. He's like, Kat was like, sis, we're already friends. And I was like, yes, that is exactly who she is. It's like, she doesn't meet a stranger. She's so friendly with everybody. I'm like, she's even getting through to Jonathan.
There you go. Trevor's is too good. The people are suspicious about how good Trevor's is.
Trevor's was, you know, when she went into it and she was making it, I was like, this is going to be amazing. She's doing too good. She's applying the makeup too correctly. The mustache is on point. The goatee is on point. The eyebrows, like, I was like, it's too spot on. And I know she was thinking, look, I can kill this because I have the skills. But then I was thinking, okay, maybe people think she did a great job, or Trevor did a great job, because he's a single dad to a girl. You know, maybe played dress up enough.
I figured that could be the explanation. I mean, maybe that's why she feels comfortable like going for it. She's clearly like a very competitive person and she wants to win everything. Remember, like, when she was doing like the hoops?
Yeah.
Anything that's like going to give her away, I think might be her weakness, if it means that she's going to win a game.
Yeah, and even Kat peeped it. Like, Kat's was amazing, but then she was like, oh, wait, Trevor's is too good. Mm-hmm. So it was like, oh gosh, if they weren't already suspicious.
Then they were also a little bit suspicious of Mitchell's. His was almost too good as well. But he's a chin strap. No good. No good from Jonathan. Courtney, though, loves it. Likes the chin
Courtney,
strap.
Courtney, he did. He seemed like he was a little attracted to the chin strap. He yeah. was like, yeah, I like it.
And then we get to Lance's and the hair. Jonathan says it looks like it survived a lawnmower attack. Right. And he really went in hard, too. He's like, Lance, honey, I know that when you talk to your hairdressers, you would never do this. Like, like he just like called Lance out.
Yes. And I was like, is this almost too much? Should he have not said that? Because that is a very good point. I hadn't even thought about that. The fact that, you know, even though he was the one getting his hair done most of the time through NSYNC, he at least knew what he wanted and how to get it done. So it was like, oh, man, that is suspicious that he couldn't do his own hair. And I mean, even Kat peeped it. It was like, okay, that hair was hideous. But I'm like, from the hair, would they guess that Lance is a woman?
Not necessarily.
Because it was like, you would think she would did it better.
Then we get to Chloe, who did well. Nothing much mm-hmm. to say about Chloe. It's just did well. They never answered the question, though, of why there was a line on her head. Right. Mitch was like, why is there a line on her head? And then nobody answered that question.
Right. We will never know.
Never know. Then we get to Courtney's. He says, it looks like something out of a scary movie. Right. And this is Courtney is always so proud of his creations. Yeah. And nobody understands them.
Right. Like the pancake art.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was I knew from seeing Courtney's, I was like, he's not in the running to win.
Yeah. Then we get to Emily's and it is a complete disaster. It looks exactly like the most stereotypical, if you imagined a guy putting makeup on himself. Or on a woman, mm-hmm. or on a mannequin. This is exactly what you would imagine it would look like. And the second it pops up on Mitchell's screen, he's going, oh no.
He's like, a 21-year-old woman would not done that.
I've been flirting with a dude.
It's similar to the reaction that Chloe got when she saw Trevor's.
Yeah.
It was like instant shock. Like, have I been talking to a woman?
Chloe takes one look at this. She goes, only a monster could create that.
Oh my gosh.
It's terrible.
So bad. It's like, it's as if they, you know, I can't even do men like that. Like I can't do the male species like that. I have to say, this is like giving a mannequin to a kindergarten class and saying, do what you can. I'm going to give you glitter. I'm going to give you a little sand and just do what you can. And then you get what Jack created.
Yeah, it does. It looks exactly like kindergartner art. And I apologize to kindergartners. Great.
Not at all.
Not great. Trevor says this confirms that Emily is a dude. Trevor already had those suspicions. Jonathan's going to pick a winner and he picks Trevor as the winner. I was personally surprised by this. I really thought Kat or River would take this. But I actually felt like Jonathan was also kind of throwing Trevor under the bus. Like, you'd had such precise work. It was very well done. I was like, oh boy, this is not good for Trevor.
Right. It seems like maybe. So did Jonathan know like the names of the people who did it?
I don't know if he knew, like, I imagine he knew like,
he knew Lance.
Were supposed to be right. But like, yeah, I don't know if he knew if they were catfish or not.
Gotcha. So if he knew who they were supposed to be, then maybe he chose Trevor because he's like, I'm pleasantly surprised because I did not expect you to put out a product like this. Kat, I've seen her profile picture. I know what she can do. I knew she was going to beat that face and it was going to look amazing. So I think it could have been just like a pleasantly surprised situation.
That's kind of where I landed as well. So I think it's definitely possible that he just was not told who they actually were and just was supposed to just go off the profiles. I mean, obviously he probably knew that it wasn't Lance, but
right.
poor Emily is, I'm done.
Yeah.
And he just starts breaking down. He starts crying. Like, he can't believe, what just happened. Like, he knows that there's zero, like, there's no coming back from this.
He like went through all the stages of grief in that moment. He was just like, oh no, I'm done. And then he was just like, he was in denial, like, oh, why would they? I was doing so great. Like, this can't be the thing that takes me out. This can't be it. And then acceptance, when he finally starts breaking down and crying, he's like, this is break. Who knew that this would be the thing that broke me? I'm like, I would have never guessed. If you put up the names of the challenges, who's going to result in someone crying? It would not have been Glamakin.
Glamakin makes Jack cry. It is definitely a brutal. I've never seen a catfish this outed, like this so obviously outed before, where like they didn't really know for sure prior to this, and now everyone knows. I'm wondering how they approach it, because usually if everyone knows, they kind of like sweep it under the rug, but this is a huge plot point, so I'm curious to see if this will continue. Granted, the next twist is that the next ratings will have huge consequences. Two players will be blocked from the circle, so we may not have much time left with Emily to see how long they will, either sweep this under the rug or continue to talk about it.
Yeah, because it's like, why not let her be one of the people? We already know she's a catfish. We need to get out catfish because we have not done that. So why not get out a confirmed catfish? They could get out two confirmed catfish if they go with Lance. But I loved Chloe's reaction to this. She's like, okay, so we have eight. So we got to get rid of two people. So we'll have five will be left. Six will be left. It's like, what? Yeah. She almost had me come. I was like, five. What is she? Who? I literally had to do quick math. I'm like, no. Why is she making me second guess myself? But that was hilarious.
Yeah. Five will be left. Six will be left. Right. Oh, boy.
Eight minus two. Eight minus two.
Yeah, she got there. She got there eventually.
Yeah.
So that's what we're looking at. I mean, it really does look quite dire here for Emily. I can't imagine a way that that he slips through. Even Chloe is doubting him that he's real at the very least. Now, I could see Chloe as an influencer, but I don't know if Chloe will have the actual pull or the desire to use any pull she has to protect Emily from two blockings. That's going to be tricky. Now, obviously Mitchell and Kat are also going to be in some danger. I am concerned for Kat in this blocking, a double blocking. It's the first one that she's going to be vulnerable at. Mm-hmm. I love Kat, but I mentioned this in a previous recap. I feel like we're not getting a lot in the edit from her, because I feel like she's very fun. I feel like of the two players, we focused a lot on Mitchell, and I feel like we haven't gotten much from Kat, and that worries me that she may be an early victim here.
Yeah, that does really scare me. It all comes down to who the influencers are. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if she gets, you know, a bad draw, but I do like how people have been taking into consideration how they rate people to become influencers. They're thinking like, okay, this person is probably going to get a lot of high ratings, so let me give this person a low rating, or this person's going to get a lot of low ratings, so let me give them a higher rating. So it's not just like, oh, I love this person. This is number one. So they are being a little bit, I mean, more so Terralisha over everybody, but I think they will be a little bit more strategic about how they rate people. So, you know, because Kat has come off as so well liked, you know, she very well could be an influencer or be close to the top. And so, you know, if she is close to the top, then the influencers could see that as a bad thing because they know that she's so well liked. So I don't know. I think that, you know, Kat or Emily could be in grave danger depending on who the influencers are. So I don't know. I was just trying to think through who I could see being the influencers after, you know, I wouldn't imagine they would try to do River or Courtney again. They were just it.
Yeah, you'd think. So I think that I think River and Courtney will still do well. They mm-hmm. protected all of the people that thought they'd be protected. They probably feel pretty safe with Courtney and River again. I think that obviously Chloe's going to do very well. She mm-hmm. has consistently done very well. And so I would expect Chloe to be an influencer at this point. Then, you know, where does Mitchell fall? Not sure.
He started the bro chat and yeah. they hadn't done that yet. You know, you had the girls meet all together and none of the guys had started a bro chat before Mitchell got there. So he could be good with the guys.
I think if we're going purely off of popularity, I think Courtney and Chloe would still take the influencer spot. The question is, mm-hmm. do people intentionally tank either of them to try to influence the rankings in some other way? If that happens, I could see River sneaking in there. I could see Mitchell sneaking in there. I could see Trevor sneaking in there. That could be interesting. And I guess best case scenario for Emily would be like a Mitchell and Chloe influencer mm-hmm. spot where like right. they're both going to be like, we think Emily might be a catfish, but are we ready to send her out?
Right. At least she's on our side. We know that yeah. she wouldn't send us out. Yeah.
But to be honest, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. They could be because Chloe already said like the two people I'm closest to might be, you know, with Trevor and Emily might be catfish. So she's mm-hmm. just like, OK, Patricia or Pat. But I also think that Kat could be in a good position only because like Kat and Mitchell, because I think people might rate them higher thinking, oh, they're new. They're probably mm-hmm. going to be somewhere middle, like low. So I could just throw them up at number two or number three. And then accidentally it works in their favor.
Yeah. And I think it was a very bad thing for Kat and Mitchell that Terralisha left, because that kind of mm-hmm. kept the OG group happy and together. And that makes it very easy if they're in an influencer position to be like the new players are the easy blocks here. Yeah. We will have to wait and see on that one. If you have to make your call, who are the two people, who are the two influencers, who are the two people getting blocked?
Oh goodness. I will say for the influencers, I'm going to, but see, before the Glam McKen, I would say Trevor. But now that people are suspicious, I am a little down on Trevor. So let's say, I'm just going to throw it out there. I think Chloe will be close, but I could see her coming out as like three. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to say Courtney and Kat.
Courtney and Kat.
And then for the two people that leave, I will say, I could see. So Lance would be easy, but he's also very easy to take to the end. Mm-hmm. So I think in that situation with Courtney and Kat, I think there's no way that Emily skates by. If Courtney was able to get out Terralisha, he's for sure going to get out Emily. And so in that situation, I think it would be some combination of Emily and Lance or Emily and I don't even know who I would want to go. Oh my gosh. I like everybody else. But thinking of who Courtney and Kat would be threatened by, oh gosh, maybe Emily and Trevor, if they can talk up enough that Trevor is, if they think we have to get out two catfish because look at our track record, it could be Emily and Trevor.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I would guess for influencer, I would guess Chloe and Trevor. I think Chloe mm-hmm. and Trevor might take the influencer spots. I think maybe Emily and Kat might be blocked.
Mm-hmm.
Or I think Lance could also be in the mix. Like if I'm really trying to pull out, like who are the people that are the most invisible on the show, the most likely to be blocked and not make it to the end, I would say Lance and Kat. Mm-hmm. I don't know how Emily squeaks by, that would be my read. But I think two of those three are the people that I'd really hone in. I think two of those three are going to go.
Yeah. And it's crazy this season too, that, you know, you think these big players won't go, like with the Teralisha and Savannah rivalry. I loved both of them. Like, I loved how they both came into the game. I loved their personalities. And so even to see Savannah go so early, I was like, oh my gosh. And then Teralisha go, oh my gosh. So I wouldn't be surprised by anyone at this point. You know, it could, mm-hmm. could be Courtney going and then like, what? He was just doing so well.
Yeah.
But these people came to play and I'm loving it.
They did. All right. Any other thoughts from the episode, Asia?
I would say, let me see. I am thoroughly enjoying this season. I am wondering, you know, with the Joker terminology, they're like, the Joker can't be revealed until the person is out. So I'm like, oh, if Courtney gets blocked, is he going to announce that he was the Joker in his goodbye message? But yeah, I'm loving this season. It just makes me want more Circle. So I didn't watch any of the UK, but of course, like I have a VPN because I'm watching Big Brother Canada. So it makes me want to go back and like watch all the seasons of the Circle UK. And then obviously listen to the coverage too, but it's just so good. I forgot how much I loved the show from the first time. And of course, the first time I was just like the first season of the US, I was just getting used to it, the show, the concept of the show, enjoying the characters. But like this season is another level.
Yeah. It's been fun so far. I feel like the second batch of episodes doesn't have quite the fire that the first mm-hmm. batch did. But I'm hoping we finish strong with episode 8 and then, have a good, finish here with the final 4 episodes. We're going to have to wait and see on that one. Yes. But, that is what we have for you for episode 7. We will be back on Saturday live with a roundtable to talk about, episode 8 and, the week as a whole. And we'll have some fun with that. Then next week, of course, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday again for the final 4 episodes of Circle season 2 in the US on Netflix. Also plenty of Big Brother coverage happening. We are approaching you know, the final 5 for Big Brother Canada 9 as well. So make sure you tune into all of that coverage. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, playing games, hanging out, chatting with you guys. Asia, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Asia Like Asia, so A-Y-S-H-A like A-S-I-A. I'm continuing to, you know, hop in here and there with Big Brother Canada coverage and then also Married at First Sight. We do have a podcast coming out at the end of next week to cover this week and next week's episodes. And we will find out which couple stay together and which get divorced. So definitely catch that. But otherwise, yeah, follow me on Twitter to see my opinions on these different shows.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us here today and see you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.